Close to $1 billion of spare COVID-19 cash is to be spent on this country's economic recovery from the virus. The money has been unearthed by ministers after Grant Robertson asked them to take another look at whether money divvied out last year had been spent. National says it's irresponsible and the government should reduce borrowing. Grant Robertson joins us now. Good morning. Minister, if I could just begin with the furore in Parliament last night. As a senior minister and deputy prime minister, was that an appropriate, an appropriate use of parliamentary privilege by Trevor Mallard last night, the Speaker?
Well, as you might imagine, Corin, a couple of weeks out from the budget, I was busy working on matters to do with that and actually didn't watch what happened in Parliament last night. It was the annual review debate where there's an opportunity for all ministers, and in this case the Speaker acts in that role for the parliamentary service, to be held to account by the Parliament. And obviously there were some robust exchanges, as your listeners have just been hearing, but I'm not really in a position to comment on that, and I'm especially not in a position to comment on matters that are dealt with under parliamentary privilege.
No, I understand, and I will get to the finance stuff very quickly, but were you not aware that Trevor Mallard was going to use that particular session of Parliament in this way, or did he inform the Labor Party? Does the Labor Party stand by him?
Well, as I say, I have zero involvement in what happened in that part of the House last night because I wasn't there. Obviously, the annual review debate is the opportunity for both the Speaker and his role looking after parliamentary service to speak about what's happened, and also for parliamentarians to hold him to account. From the perspective of the Labor Party, these issues, as such that they can be talked about in public, were covered by Mr. Mallard when he apologised for the comment that he had made previously. From our perspective, that part of the matter rested there. What happened in Parliament last night is ultimately a matter for the Speaker and for Parliament.
What about the opposition? Are they unjustified in their attacks?
As I say, I'm not going to go into it. Corinne, you've got me on to talk about the budget. Those are matters that obviously Parliament will no doubt traverse at different times. From our perspective, the Speaker apologised for the issue previously. That's where the matter has rested for us.
Okay. $1 billion that you have found. How was this money found?
So this is an exercise where we went through each minister and asked them to look at the money that had been allocated under the COVID Response and Recovery Fund in 2020. And as you'll recall, we were obviously moving at pace there. We were dealing with a crisis. We needed to ensure that a number of different parts of government had the money that they needed to operate in a very uncertain environment. When we reached the end of last year and we began preparing the budget for this year, we asked all of the ministers to go back and look and see if all of that money that had been allocated either was still a priority or still needed to be spent. And the result of that is the fact that we've found $926 million.
Okay, because, and is this is the issue here, that is that you don't actually know, and I think the Office of the Auditor General has said this as Treasury, that you don't know how much of the $62 billion that was allocated has actually been spent. You've got no idea.
Well, given we've just been discussing the annual review process, that is in fact the way it works. The system of government that we have under the Public Finance Act created in 1989 means that each government department is responsible for their spending and they are accountable to Parliament for that through the annual review
process. Right, so just sorry to interrupt.
No, just let me finish, Corinne, because I know it's a point of detail, but it's an important one. What the Treasury is responsible for is the aggregate level of spending that a department does and whether that equals up to what they're allowed to spend. We've been talking to the Auditor General because we appreciate that these are very large sums of money that have been put in place, and the Treasury has been working on being able to give more up-to-date information, get that information essentially out from departments ahead of the normal and regular schedule. But we do keep an eye, obviously, on the major spending areas within that COVID response fund, and part of the exercise has been to go back to ministers and say, is that needed? Now, I don't think it's fair to say that we should know every single dollar at every
ballpark of the $62 billion. Then,
situation.
Have you got a ballpark? Can you tell us a ballpark of how much the $62 billion, an extraordinary amount of money? What tally do you have of that? that has been spent.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what the Treasury is working through. I mean, I know this sounds pedantic, Corin, but this is literally the way the system has worked for decades and decades, is that this comes through as each department reports its resources via Parliament, via the process of the annual review. We know that large sums of money, like the wage subsidy scheme, have been spent at the level it was intended. So around $14 billion was paid out through the wage subsidy scheme. So we know that. We know that around $2 billion has gone out through the small business cash flow loan scheme. But some of those more detailed parts within programs usually only emerge through the annual review process. We have in fact asked the Treasury, working with the Auditor General, to take that, get that material out from departments.
Sure.
That will be released.
Let me put it another way. You're obviously unhappy about the fact that you can't give the New Zealand taxpayer a tally, an accurate tally of the $62 billion.
You're absolutely right to say that the way that the Public Finance Act works, written in 1989, creates a whole series of siloed government departments. And I've been working for the last 4 years to modernise the Public Finance Act so that we actually do know more about the programs, particularly where agencies work together. And one of the things we did announce yesterday was the creation of this implementation unit. And one of the reasons for that is because, particularly with the large sum of money going out in response to COVID, we've got a lot of multi-agency programs where there are different departments all working together. The system set up in 1989 was, you know, the product of the ideology of the
sure.
time. It was individualised departments. So, yes, we are working with the Treasury and with the Auditor General.
Isn't this a bit of a slap in the face for ministers, though? Why can't they give you the implementation you need in each particular area and give you a tally of what the area is spending?
Well, indeed, you know, they can, and they can dig into that, and that's the reason why on individual programs they've been able to offer back to the fund resources that are no longer a priority or no longer needed. In terms of these big multi-agency programs, I think it's actually best practice to have, you know, a small unit of people who are supporting ministers and agencies to meet milestones and deliver. Individual ministers are still responsible for that. Everything that unit does will end up going back through the cabinet process as normal, but really I'm picking up the point you're making. There's a very large sum of money that's been allocated through COVID. We've got multi-agency complex programs. Having this level of oversight means we can be confident about the milestones and them being met.
Is there something fundamentally wrong with the government system of government in New Zealand here, where you make big promises in opposition, you come into government, and then you can't deliver them? What is going wrong? Is there actually just a lack of capacity, a lack of something within government in this modern economy that doesn't work?
I wouldn't overstate it, Corin. I mean, I think, you know, there of course are issues, but overall we continue to deliver, you know, the health system, the education system. We continue to spend money. We showed with things like the wage subsidy scheme that we can do that very effectively and efficiently. However, particularly when governments change and there are new types of programs, I do think sometimes the public service, you know, it takes a little bit of time to be able to ramp that up. And an example I could give on that would be the Provincial Growth Fund, where, you know, New Zealand hadn't done regional development at that scale for decades and decades, and so therefore the systems of government weren't quite there and ready, and so that took some time to get going. Our public service work incredibly hard, but there's a limit to how many of them there are and how quickly they can do things. Ministers will always want to do more, and things will always be a little bit more difficult to implement than you think they are in opposition.
Okay. Grant Robertson, thank you very much.